Hello and welcome to NextPod, VP NextGen's podcast made for veterinary students and young professionals who want to know what's next. I'm your host, Sarah Said, and this month's topic is all about pet CBD remedies. To speak on the subject is our extra special guest and founder of CBD Dog Health, Angela Ardolino. Welcome, Angela.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So before we start, I would just love for you to give us a short intro about yourself and kind of how you got here.
Sure. So I think it was 2015. I was a owner of a, I had a pup magazine, a regional magazine here in Florida. And I had this weird thing pop up in my eye and painful, weird red, and was basically diagnosed of having rheumatoid arthritis. So, which is an autoimmune disease that I basically caused by stress and anxiety. So I'm a very type A, work like crazy, stressed, always anxious type of person. But I did not like what I was offered as far as something that would help, a prescription drug that of course was linked to lymphoma and had all these horrible side effects. And I was like, okay, let me find, I'm a pretty all natural person. You know, I'm a vegetarian. I'm always, I know everything about essential oils, you know. So I found cannabis and I tried it. And not only did it get rid of my joint pain, but my stress and anxiety levels went down. And I was so freaked out about how well it worked and why is this being kept from us. So I basically attended a conference where I had already been an advocate, because I got involved with a group called Canna Moms, who I saw them stopping their children's seizures with giving them a tincture, you know, right onto the gums, you know, cancer going away, all of this. So I knew that medical marijuana was something that really needed to be out there. So I became an advocate and told those stories in my magazine. But when it worked for me, and I already love animals, I have a rescue farm. So it just, like, as stupid as it sounds, and I see people do this all the time, we don't put two and two together. We don't go, if it works for us and it works for them and it stops seizures, then maybe it'll work for our pets.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, pets need whole, real food like we do. Our immune system lives in our gut like theirs. So we have all these, you know, when they become seniors and start suffering all these, you know, age-related diseases, so do we. So it's that we have so much in common, but it still didn't occur to me. So the more this happened, the more I was an advocate, the more I saw people's lives being saved, the more I got involved. And I attended a conference where, you know, I saw family after family, and I just was like, that's it. I'm selling the magazine. I'm going into the industry. I don't know how, but this is inhumane. This is being kept from us. I hired a business consultant who was right out of Boulder. He was the best. So I learned everything. It's like I went through a speed course, learned everything about the industry. I grew it. I learned how to grow a medicinal product. And then the University of Vermont, put out the first certificate program, the School of Medicine did, for medical cannabis for therapeutic use. The therapeutic uses in biology. And they were basically looking for the perfect inaugural class. So they contacted him and he goes, oh yeah, I got the perfect person. So I was in the inaugural class at the University of Vermont. And that's where I learned about the endocannabinoid system and how animals have the same system and how dogs in particular have 2 to 10 times more receptors than we do. So they're very sensitive to the medicine, which means it works really well for them. So when I learned that, I knew exactly what I was going to do. I was like, now my two favorite things, cannabis and animals, and how do I merge them? That's how I knew what I was going to do.
That's awesome.
But this was in 2016. So 2016, there were no pet products that I could find. There were a few companies that would take a human product and then just put a different label on it with a paw print, but they would have flavorings or xylitol or other ingredients that were harmful to dogs because they didn't know. They were just going, hey, here's a way we can make more money you know, here's a whole nother market where we can make a whole bunch of money. So I started formulating my own. So I took my education of what I knew about essential oils and their medicinal compounds, which of course are just like cannabis. I call cannabis the best essential oil, you know, plant that you can get an essential oil from, the best in the world, because it does so much. But when you add some of others that have the same compounds or terpenes as cannabis, they're very synergistic. Cannabis is another plant that's an adaptogen, which means it adapts to whatever our body or system needs. So when we have a deficiency or our animal has a deficiency in our endocannabinoid system, it finds those deficiencies and fixes them. So it's just, you know, that's basically my story. I knew that what it did. So I created, I started formulating tinctures and salves because I also learned that, you know, animals have three layers of skin. Dogs have three layers of skin. They have CB1 and CB2 receptors on each layer of skin. So rubbing something on topical, I would watch tumors go away or warts fall off or whatever it is just by applying it onto the skin. I knew that it got rid of skin cancer. So, I just started experimenting with it. In the meantime, it wasn't legal yet. So I couldn't launch my product line because I was waiting for the 2018 Farm Bill to be passed again. So in the meantime, I already had my rescue farm where I rescue dogs and farm animals and use it all the time. So I ended up buying a grooming, boarding, and retail pet shop down the road. And then that's when I really saw all the dogs suffering from the same things, you know, skin allergies, you know, deterioration in the back end, anxiety, you know, seizures. I just couldn't believe. And that's where I learned, you know, these people come to see the groomers at least, you know, every other month or at least twice or three times a year out of necessity. These people don't go see their vet. And I literally saw everything that dogs were suffering from. So that's how we kind of came up with what each tincture would help with, what each salve would help with. So that's kind of how it all started. And
wow.
Plan on doing this, you know, for as long as I possibly can. We are educators. So we love, you know, spreading the knowledge about this wonderful plant because it is really amazing. I have done everything from had dogs get up and walk again who hadn't walked in years to cancer, got rid of cancer. Cancer schmancer. Cancer is like one of my easiest things now. Because we'll go treat, you know, a tumor and ended up getting rid of, you know, the cancer, or treating a tumor and get rid of Cushing's or the symptoms of Cushing's. So it's an amazing plant medicine, whole plant medicine that I want everyone to know about. And the best part is that we can use it and experiment with it, a full spectrum hemp extract with the naturally occurring cannabinoids, which include CBD and THC, is what I'm always talking about and what I call medicine. Not a broad spectrum, not an isolate. So, you know, to be able to have the power to experiment with this and not have to worry about hurting, causing permanent damage or death, and only good stuff is going to happen, I think everybody needs to get a hold of it and start playing with it and working with it. And you young people are the ones that are going to do it.
definitely the next generation for sure. Mm-hmm. But there's often like a lot of confusion and skepticism that people have about CBD remedies. And this is also obviously with human medicine as well. So just on that note, like, can you share with us what you think is the most important thing for people to know when it comes to CBD remedies within the vet industry?
You bet. So a lot of the confusion is we just did an article for Green Entrepreneur, and it was basically about what's the holdup. Why aren't vets recommending this or talking about this? So the article was all about that. And the biggest fear that we work with a lot of vets. I have trained over 100 veterinarians and medical doctors now vet students about medical cannabis and how it works in animals. So the more people that know, the easier that this all gets. But it is, hemp is completely legal in the United States, in all 50 states. And hemp is defined by the United States government as having 0.3% THC or less. So that is what hemp is. So our products, all the products that we have, you know, abide by the farm bill. And as you know, the FDA is completely not, there's no regulations both on the human side or the pet side. So as long as you have that, the 0.3% or less, you're not breaking any laws or, you know, can't get yourself in trouble. Anything that has more than that, which THC is an amazing medicine. So, you know, we do treat dogs. I have a Doberman right now with osteosarcoma. She absolutely needs more THC. THC is the cancer killer, so she needs more. But if you're not in a legal or a medical state, then absolutely you can't even talk about it, because then you're talking about a Schedule I drug because it has not been taken off the DEA Schedule I list. But full spectrum hemp products, completely legal. You, as a veterinarian, we advise that you, you know, let's say you have a dog with cancer and you can say cancer, cannabis has been found to be wonderful for cancer. And that's about all you need to say. And your vet tech, you're either selling it in the shop, in your practice, or some people who are in certain states, they give them what they, the vet tech hands them the brochure or the card that says this is the one that would work best, and then they drive to their local boutique shop and purchase it there, or they go online and buy it. So there's ways still to put, you know, something between you, the vet, and the actual product, but you're allowed to talk about it and you're not breaking any laws. And but we have to remember that the fear is going to be kept, it's going to be put out there, because the more of you who know about the power of this medicine and know that there aren't any harsh side effects, it's going to start taking place of those medicines that don't work really well for seizures or maybe for pain and have terrible side effects. Cannabis takes care of those things without the terrible side effects. So you can imagine that the pharmaceutical company is scared about this cannabis stuff and it becoming legal. And I can assure you that they are working as hard as they can to make sure they have a handle of it on it. So when it does become legal, there'll be all kinds of drugs.
Yeah. So,
but this is a plant. You can't, yeah. The less you mess with it, the more powerful it is. And that's why you always want to do a full spectrum product.
So why do you think that there is such a big fear surrounding it? I mean, obviously it has been illegal for a while and it's associated with, like, you know, maybe a certain lifestyle or something like that, like just smoking weed and all of that. But when it comes to these products, like how can somebody, you know, address these concerns in a way that, especially like if as like a younger veterinarian, like that just wants to help and offer the solution?
Well, if you're a younger vet who wants to know about medical cannabis and how it works and why it works, we'll teach you for free. I know we were just talking about maybe doing a webinar where basically everyone can attend, we can ask questions, and basically I'm going to teach you everything that you know so that you are educated and feel comfortable and understand how it works. Once you know that it cannot hurt anybody, there's no LD50 on cannabis, so there's also no placebo effect. So once you learn the power, you're going to be nonstop. You're not going to be able to stop. What usually happens is that vet techs end up using it for their own pets, and then you can't shut them up. They're going to come back to the practice and go, that's what my dog had, and cannabis is perfect for that. That salve will get rid of that lump. And then more and more believers happen.
It's kind of word of mouth, I guess.
Right. What the biggest thing that the vet needs to make sure of, or anybody who is practicing this, is to make sure that the product that they're using is got a certificate of analysis from a third party lab, which shows you exactly what is in and what is not in that medicine or that oil or that salve. So for instance, what we do is we put a QR code on our products, and we also have, you can't see it, it's etched in there, but it's a batch number. and this matches to a certificate of analysis online. So if you take the picture with your phone, it takes you directly to it, showing you what is in this bottle and what is not in this bottle. And that's what you need to make sure, that it's a product that you know what is in it, where did it come from, how is it grown, is it legal, does it have the right amount in it. We follow the hemp industry, so on here is also the FDA statement saying this is not proven to be, you know, whatever that FDA stupid statement is, I should know it by heart, and that this product is made under the guidelines of the Farm Bill. Good thing about the Farm Bill is if it's grown under the Farm Bill, it's grown organic, it's no pesticides, no heavy metals, none of that. But guess what? That's what the COA will also show you. Shows you that it is a full spectrum product, has the cannabinoids in it, has that little bit of THC, and that it doesn't have pesticides, heavy metals. Some products don't, we use CO2 extraction. Some people use alcohol or butane. You want to make sure none of that is in this bottle anymore. So that certificate of analysis is your assurance that you've done everything right, you've done your homework, and this is why you picked this brand. Along with the fact that it worked, you know, that you tried it, whether you tried it or you tried it on your pet and you saw immediate relief or you saw something start shrinking or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So education to me is the way. Once you're educated, you know what's legal, what's not legal, how to pick a right product. That's all, you're armed, you're done, you're good. Nobody can mess with you.
Yeah, for sure. So what are the misconceptions that people usually have about like CBD products?
Some of the, what sucks is that, you know, you type in CBD for dogs and one of the first articles that are going to come up is from the AVMA saying it's dangerous, don't touch it, don't do it, it's illegal. It's an article from 5 years ago. So people, don't know, don't understand the Farm Bill, don't understand, you know, I know it because I follow the industry, but how the heck is everybody else supposed to know it? What's legal, what's not legal, everybody assumes that if there's a product out on the market that someone has made sure it's safe. No, you know, everybody is looking this as like the next gold rush. So you can imagine there is so much non-medicine out there. There's oils. We just had one the other day that said 235,000 milligrams. And we couldn't even tell of what. That's impossible. You know what I'm saying? So just there's, you know, isolate coming from China. So it's just really important for them to do their homework, to know that they got a safe product. And then when they get educated about it, they'll learn that according to research, there's already been research on how much THC does it take to kill an animal. Zero. No animals ever died. And there's been research done to try to see how much it would take. That was done in 1973. People also forget that a lot of human research is done on animals. So when they go, well, there's not enough animal research. Oh, but there is. It's human research. They just did it on animals. So we've already got, I mean, they're literally, I haven't found anything yet where I can't find cannabis being used. But right now, I could type in cannabis and COVID and I could give you all kinds of information on why it's good and help and whatever. So you have to understand that this is a medicine that's been around forever. It's been used, you know, it was first used by in Chinese herbs as in Chinese medicine. It's not something that's ever going to go away because now there's going to be more and more advocates. You know, we're in an age where our dogs aren't living past 10 years old because of the crappy kibble and the over vaccination and the over medicating, and they don't have a chance. But now we have something that's all natural and can help them when they become senior citizens and start having all of those issues, that helps them naturally and won't make them go faster to death, but get them to be 20 years old where they're supposed to live. You know, they're supposed to live to be 20 years old. I mean, but every day we get a customer that says, my vet says a CBD will kill the dog. My vet says CBD raises liver enzymes. What else? I'm just trying to think of things. THC will kill my dog. And usually that is just out of fear. Also imagine a doctor who's been practicing for, and I've met a lot of these doctors and trained these doctors, and some of them go, hey, when you know better, you do better. And now I know better and I'm doing better. I don't know how old he is. I think he's between 75 and 80, but this vet that I taught in, Reno, I think, Northern California, and Dr. Wiener. And he has now like 5,000 square feet, and his practice is 5,000 square feet. And there's like 50 freezers there with raw frozen food, because he knows better now. And so that's all he offers. And now he's trying to find the natural remedy for every single prescription drug he's ever used or prescribed, to see what in nature, what is the natural benefit of that, and start replacing all of those. So, you know, I'm teaching him and he's going, so you're telling me I never have to prescribe Apoquil again? And I'm like, that's what I'm telling you. So, you know, it's really, he's 75 and he's finally going, oh my gosh, I'm learning at this age. But imagine being that, not that open-minded and going, so have I been doing everything wrong this whole time? You mean there's an all, I didn't have to have these terrible side effects, or there is something out there that doesn't cause any harm? And some people aren't open to that. And we already have a drug that's been FDA approved that is an isolate, a CBD isolate called Epidiolex, which now that means CBD is a drug. So, you know, when it's, someone puts out there CBD is dangerous and raises liver enzymes, they're talking about an isolate that is in an FDA drug. So they're not talking about whole plant medicine.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know the difference.
Yeah.
They don't know that one is, you know, made in the lab and the other is in a plant naturally.
Yeah. And you're mentioning before that education is a very big factor in all this. And I just was wondering, just based on your research and experience, like, what does education currently look like for veterinarian, young veterinarians and students who maybe want to take like an actual course, or like, you know, maybe do something through the universities or through something else to really officially learn? Like, is there good stuff out there?
I'll teach you everything for free. And then if you actually want to get like a certification, you can do the University of Vermont program. Dr. Richter also has a program. Hold on. I think I know where it is, so I can tell you what it is. Dr. Gary Richter is a vet in California who's been using medical cannabis. And he does a course through the College of Integrative Veterinary Therapies. Show you in case you need to look it up. we had Carter go through that and it was really great. But yeah, this is great to actually have the stamp of approval. I know the AVMA is doing their conference, virtual conference right now. And Dr. Trina Hazaw, who is an oncologist in Los Angeles for the VCA, if you can believe this, turns to cannabis before anything else. And even if she does incorporate, she goes, okay, cannabis, but we're going to do cannabis plus chemotherapy or plus radiation. Cannabis is a wonderful addition to all of those modalities. It helps everything better. It helps you, helps the dog feel better, not be so nauseous, keep the appetite up, feel good during all of this happening, support the immune system. So it does all of these things. So she's speaking, she spoke yesterday and today, so I know you can get credits for that. And then the AHVMA, which is the holistic conference, is middle, I believe, of September, middle end. Dr. Gary Richter and Dr. Trina Hazaw will both be presenting, and so will we. Okay. So we want to teach you and give you the tools and then absolutely tell you where you can get certificates or more training or whatever. My advice to any young vet is that this is the future. So to educate yourself on cannabis, because you will be one of the few, you know, who will then turn around and be educating others and be another advocate and be able to help spread the news of how wonderful this medicine is.
Yeah. And so you're just based on all of your research and stuff, like, what do you think, how would you see the future of vet medicine if this was implemented? Like, what do you think really would change?
I would love to see, like, you know, our products that have the 0.3% THC, as I like them to be kind of like an over the counter. I would like to see kind of be kind of like the human market is, where they go to the vet and the vet goes, you have a condition that cannabis could help. And they write a recommendation and then they go to a dispensary or I don't know. I don't care. And then I would like to see that, you know, where medicines get more targeted, because we already know that THCA does this and CBDA does this, which are the acidic forms of THC and CBD, or CBG is great for this, that we start really making even more targeted medicine for pets that do include a lot more THC when it's needed. And that is something that vets do prescribe. That you have to have a prescription for. The vet who's carrying it is educated, understands how it works, or if they have to, they partner with an organization that does it, which is kind of what's happening in California. California is the only vet board that has come out and said, you can't talk about cannabis. And all the vets went, no. And so they fought it. So now they can talk about it, but they're not allowed to have ownership. There's like rules about it. So literally it's just they educate and then they go, this is what you need. And they go off to somebody else and they go, this is what Dr. Richter said would work. And they make up the little formulation and give it to the patient. So there's ways around it for you to know about it and to be able to talk about it and not write a prescription until it's completely legal, if that makes you feel better. But 0.3% THC is complete, unless it's completely legal. So you should have no fear talking about it, recommending it, selling it in your practice. You know, the more you learn, the more you're going to research and find the good companies, and that maybe you can go, you know, be spokespeople for them to get the more information out, so that they can't keep this from us anymore. You know, they can't keep this wonderful medicine. And then the vets are going to start taking it and feeling better and not be so anxious and stressed out, you know, saving animals all the time. You know, it's just, the future is legality. The future is we get rid of this stigma, and you young, smart people are the answer to all that. And that's why I want to help you and give you the tools and anything you need to fight this good fight. We've now been called, I've been called a renegade, but in the, you know, like, she's a renegade. So of course we now added responsible renegades. I think we are, because you'd be amazed at how me spreading the education and teaching more people, how many people try to silence me just for doing that. Because they're scared. Mm-hmm. You know? Big pharmaceutical companies are scared of medical cannabis. They've been able to keep it away from us for this long and now they can't. We're not going to let them. We're going to keep on using it. There's an underground, you know, system right now that if any of us advocates out there or people who are doing it right, you know, the good guys in this industry, if a dog is sick or someone needs it, we get them what they need, because we're not going to stop. We're not going to wait for someone to go, yes. I can't imagine my mom died of colon cancer. You know, I can't imagine having this back, you know, when she died, having this as something that just brought her relief naturally, you know? So it's just, yeah, it's going to be hard to shut me up. And if they do, it's going to be too late, because I'm going to have educated too many people.
And so, yeah, you mentioned the coronavirus earlier and how, like, the impact of CBD on the research has been even going on now. How do you think that, like, do you think people will be more open to these kinds of remedies just as the world is changing, like as COVID is like affecting many people and people are, you know, obviously searching for answers and some kind of a solution? Do you think that people will become more open-minded?
No. Can you imagine if it's true and someone proves it? They're going to have to go do it on their own, because they're not going to be supported or they'll be breaking the law. You can't even talk about any right now. People, what things people don't know right now, if for some reason, let's say I cured COVID, even in my dog. Let's say my dog got it and I cured it with a high milligram tincture. I would never be able to get that information out. It would be suppressed all over the place. I did a video with Rodney Habib, who's he's the world's biggest pet influencer on Facebook. Facebook and him work together. And they said, Rodney, the most Googled thing on, the most searched thing on Google and Facebook right now is how much CBD do I give? So as our influencer, would you please get the information and get us that answer? So he found me. So I fly to Nova Scotia. We practice I wasn't allowed to call it medicine, which was very difficult because the University of Vermont, you know, hammered it into your head. This is a whole plant medicine. This is a whole plant medicine. This is a whole plant, call it what it is. So now I'm on this thing where I'm not allowed to call it medicine. And he said, so what do you think the biggest thing people are scared of? And I said, THC. Everybody thinks THC is this awful thing that's going to make you crazy or kill your dog or get your dog high or whatever, when we need to get rid of this fear. So we start the whole video with addressing THC and that it's not dangerous and it's an amazing anti-cancer killer and all of these things. And Facebook suppresses it because we said THC.
Oh, just the word THC was like the no-no in this, and yeah.
So it's because they don't know what CBD is. Do you know what I'm saying? I know what it is, but people don't know what it is. They don't know if it is the same thing, or they don't know. So, of course he's like, what the hell? You asked me to do this. I get her here. We do all this and then you're going to suppress it. And they're like, well, you said THC. And he's like, okay, well, THC is the other compound. You know, if a cannabis plant has more THC than it's marijuana and has less CBD, if it has more CBD and less THC, then it's hemp. So we have to talk about THC.
To explain how it works.
But imagine if we were going to talk about how cannabis helped COVID. We would never be able to get the message out. So it's like the fight. There is already links to some medicinal mushrooms who are amazing at, who are naturally antivirals that are helping people. And the one little company that I get my mushrooms from that's in Canada, they can't even grow them and stock them because it's already gotten out. So people are cleaning them out, buying these mushrooms. So that type of stuff's going to happen, mm-hmm. You know, where people are going to turn to their natural resource and, you know, whoever that doctor is that went out on the fringe and found these amazing, wonderful things and did it, that I think it'll get it out. It'll get out that way. Which it already is. You know, you watch the truth about pet cancer. It's going to talk about cannabis. You can't get away from it. Cannabis kills cancer. So they're not going to be able to keep it from us. We're going to keep on doing it. I'm going to keep on doing it. I'm the crazy lady, cannabis lady, where if you've tried everything and there's nothing else to lose, I either get your pet because you can't deal with it anymore, or the vet tells you about me and then I go, here you go. And we take care of everything, which is cannabis and diet, supporting that gut and getting them, you know, feeding them an appropriate species, appropriate diet is really amazing. So I do feel like I still get amazed when people send us pictures and, you know, they were taking it for a wart and, you know, this tumor went away, or they walk again after one dose. So these stories are just going to keep on getting out. And that's what we tell everybody. We're like, tell everybody, tell everybody, tell everybody.
That's the news.
Become an advocate and tell everybody. Because people don't understand it like I didn't. Like, why is this being kept from us if it's so amazing? If I just watched this kid in front of my face have a seizure and his mom calmly open up a tincture, put it on his gums, and him completely come back to normal and start talking to me again. You can't deny it. And it's inhumane to keep it from us. So that's why we got to tell everybody and educate everybody.
Cool. And so can you kind of share a story with us about a particular experience in regards to the remedies, CBD remedies within VetMed that has kind of shaped you or somebody that you know?
One of our rescues was Daisy. She was a 17-year-old Chihuahua, and the owners came in to have her put down because she couldn't walk anymore. And for whatever reason, the vet was like, hey, instead of me putting her down, can I call this lady and see if she wants to work with the dog? So I got her, and she was on 4 or 5 different medications, medicated shampoos, Apoquil, something, I can't even remember which one, to control seizures. She had no hair on her feet, none on her tail, you know, the typical Cushing's back and little belly, total dementia, like get lost in the middle of the room, go in a corner and just bark, get lost, or you'd have to go find her. No eye contact, nothing. So I get her and I've got nothing to lose. So I take her off everything, change her diet, put her on CBD. She would have, if she wasn't on anything, she'd have 4 grand mal seizures minimum a day. And I, every time they would happen, I thought, okay, this, she's going to die. There's no way she's going to survive this one. And she would, and I got the seizures to stop at 100 milligrams of full spectrum a day, which is a lot. But I watched this dog come back to life. All her fur grew back on her, onto her tail, her feet. The glazed look went away. She was no longer getting lost. She was looking up and making eye contact with me. I'd pick her up. She's making eye contact. I'm getting kisses now. There's just no denying it. You can't, she's running around. She's enjoying life. She's not in pain. And we call it Benjamin Button because they literally start going backwards. That's the number one thing we hear the most is that people go, they've become puppy-like again. They start doing the things that they've always wanted to do because dogs don't go, hey, I'm in pain. Or what they do is they stop doing the things that they love. You know, they no longer want to go on the walk, or it's a little harder for them to get up from a nap or whatever those things. That's a dog in pain, you know, panting, licking its paws. Not only could be an allergy, but it's also a way to distract them because they're feeling pain. So it's magic, you know, it's great stuff. And I mean, I've had black labs with giant, grapefruit sized tumor on her chest and like an orange on her back. Got this one to completely explode, go away, shrank this one down to nothing. I had her for 4 months in foster care for her mom. Daisy, another dog we have here, mast cell attached to the spine on her back. Got rid of it in 45 days by tincture internally and putting a salve on it. Oh gosh, what else? Wow. Yeah, stopping seizures and getting rid of cancer has probably been the easiest. And most of the dogs that are trying to get rid of these weird tumors or bumps or lumps are caused by, of course, some sort of disease. So they'll start with taking something because of the weird lumps and bumps they're trying to get rid of, and then the symptoms start going away. So, you know, we'll have a dog who's taking it and not getting up and then sleeping through the night and not getting up in the middle of the night to drink water or go pee anymore, you know, things like that. And now that improves the quality of your life because now you're sleeping through the night, you know, so we'll get people that are go, oh my God, I slept through the night for the first time in, you know, 2 years because she slept through the night. And I'm like, that's cool. So this is stuff I didn't even expect that.
Yeah, I guess it came while you were doing the research and meeting people.
The number one thing is that we don't want them to suffer. We don't want them to be in pain and to not have that power to get rid of the pain or help them is the worst feeling ever. Mm-hmm. So to know that you can have this little bottle here that you can give them that you, what you know more than anything is that they're not feeling any pain and they're not stressed out. And that's what we all want. Mm-hmm. Like my farm, I now have a Florida panther on my property.
A panther. Oh my God.
Juvenile, it's crazy. But I have foxes and raccoons and coyotes and everything you can imagine. So we have injured animals or animals that get, you know, caught and let go or escape or whatever. And the first thing I do is I run out and give them CBD because I want them to not suffer.
Yeah.
That's wow. What we all want. So just for that reason, knowing whatever has to happen next, they're not going to feel it. So I just rescued a chicken and her whole leg was broken and backwards. And when I picked her up and touched it, she like screamed. I gave her healed and literally 30 seconds later, I am manipulating it, moving it. I can hear the bones crushing and she's just sitting there like, doo, doo, doo. I mean, animals' endocannabinoid system are so important for their survival that it is amazing to see it happen. It's amazing to see it at work. I mean, just the other day I had a bunny that was just a disaster. I thought we were going to lose the eye, colloidal silver in the eye, which is an all natural antibacterial, and CBD for pain and inflammation. And literally it's a day later and they're better.
Oh,
it's all natural with no side effects, you know?
Well, that's awesome. I mean, that's all the questions I really have for you on this subject. If you have anything else that you want to add, feel free.
Well, I would love to work with you to create some sort of webinar where people could, you know, that are interested in learning more can kind of get a basics for free and then figure out if they want to do more and go down that road. But I would love to arrange something like that because it's my mission. I love nothing more than to teach young vets, vet students, vet techs, because even if you're a vet tech and you're an expert in cannabis or CBD and know everything, you've just made yourself so much more valuable because it is the future. It's not going to go away. It's not going to change. So I wish I was a vet tech so that I could at least have that and then have the opportunity to go to some of these other programs. But the grooming and boarding shop that we have, we are turning into a medi spa so that we can do some of the laser, the chiropractor, the acupuncture, the ozone, all of these therapies that are out there, holistic therapies that only help and don't cause any harm. So imagine being a vet tech who has gone out and learned all of these therapies. If this is the future, you've got a job at this type of place where you can go in, or you can go in and go, hey, I want a job. And by the way, I know this, this, and this, and this. I'm certified in this, this, and this. You've just made yourself so much more valuable. I want to hire you and I'm not even a vet office, you know? So I just want to get that message out is that if this is something that interests you, if you yourself has benefited from cannabis medicine, think about that as a niche that you can fill and that you can be different and grow. And I'll be happy to help you do that.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to share your advice and experience and research with us and our listeners. But we like to end usually every podcast with like a little Q&A about you.
Okay.
So just a couple questions, nothing crazy. But the first one is kind of, what is your ultimate career goal?
My ultimate career goal would be that I'm just educating, that I'm traveling, speaking, educating, writing books, making documentaries. That would be my dream. And hopefully we're close to that. We're getting there.
That's really cool. Yeah. Awesome. And so do you have a quote or philosophy that you live by?
Yes. It's, it's from a movie. So it's like, but it is, I'm just an ordinary person with nothing to lose. So kind of if asking yourself what's preventing you from doing something, is it some sort of fear? And then taking the fear out of the equation and just making yourself do it. And then being able to look back and go, that was easy. Why, what prevented me from doing that before?
Mm-hmm.
Arianna Huffington has one, the world is rigged in our favor. Which I love that one because every time, especially in this industry, because it's the cannabis industry and it is crazy. It's the wild, wild west. It is nuts. You can't trust anybody. You don't know who you could, it's nuts. So when a deal falls through or something doesn't work or whatever, that instead of getting upset about it or, you know, really sticking on that and getting you know, angry and what could I've done different, realizing that it's probably good that it happened and something else is going to come up or better or whatever. So looking at the world, that everything that's happened, whether it's bad or ugly, that it's rigged in your favor.
Somehow. And you learn from everything too.
Learn from everything.
Even
in the pandemic.
World, yeah.
You know, more, I had no idea what was going to happen to our business, but what's happened is that more people are online educating themselves, can't get into their vet office, and they're learning more, and that's awesome. So they're really taking charge. They're going, okay, well, I'm trapped in here and my dog's this, I'm going to take care of it. You know, so it's kind of cool how that's happened. More people are coming online and
just like embracing the unexpected.
Exactly.
That's so cool. So who inspires you to continue to make a change within the industry?
Whoopi Goldberg. There's an organization called Women Grow, which basically highlights, you know, women who are badasses in the industry. Back in 2016, there were more women entrepreneurs, CEOs in the cannabis industry. I don't know what it is now. It's probably not like that anymore, but so, you know, any woman who's found their niche and has gone out, and because it's a crazy world, crazy. I mean, I'm in the pet side of things, which sometimes is crazier because it's less regulated and there's, you know, people in the industry who want to try to control it. That makes no sense. So it's, it's fun. It's crazy. It keeps me on my toes. I'm not bored.
That's good. It's better to have an adventurous, crazy, fun life than to be bored.
And it's with animals and cannabis. So it's always, you know, fun.
Always interesting. So where can people find you? Like email, social media, website, all of that stuff.
You bet. I'm at AngelaArdolino.com. And that's, I think, what it is on Instagram and social media and YouTube. We have awesome educational videos. Some of my entire presentations are up there. Might be boring, but it's all up there, everything you want to know. And then CBD Dog Health is where our products are housed. And Beautify the Beast is the name of my grooming, medi spa, daycare, shop. All natural products. Basically trying to find a natural way to deal with just about everything that our dogs, our animals, our pets go through.
Awesome. So thank you again, Angela. We really appreciate you being with us. And a big thank you to our Next Pod listeners. Remember, you are the future. Join us next month for another in-depth talk.